Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, this weekend, the Prime Minister of Hungary will try to win a third consecutive term. Viktor Orban is admired by Europe's far right for his anti-migrant policies, which include building a fence along Hungary's southern border and refusing to take in migrants under the European Union's quota system. He has called immigration the Trojan horse of terrorism and positioned himself as a defender of white Christian Europe. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson joins us now from Budapest. And Soraya, is it safe to say that immigration is the issue for Hungarians going to the polls this weekend?
Well, certainly that's the issue that the prime minister would have his constituents believe is the main one. He's very concerned not just about the large numbers that came across 3 years ago, but that they're Muslim, the fact that they are going to colonize Hungary and the rest of Europe, and that he is the sole defender, as you mentioned earlier.
But right now there is not currently a problem with immigrants coming into the country. Isn't that right?
Yes. In fact, it's very strictly controlled at the moment. So only two are coming in each day. I discovered this on a recent reporting trip. We're talking about migrants who arrive without papers or who are seeking asylum. So it really isn't an issue. And in fact, Hungary is not a place that these migrants have gone. They wanted to go north, whether it's to Scandinavia or Germany or west to France, and not here, basically. And so you really don't even have migrants here. And in fact, this is something the opposition raises as a red herring that's being brought up by the government.
So in the last 8 years, Orban's government has rewritten the constitution. It's overhauled the justice system. It's also clamped down on free press. So just tell us more about his leadership style.
Well, the analysts I've spoken to say that it's all about winning for him. He really took it personally when he lost an election some years back. And so it's very important for him to win. And he's decided that embracing this sort of right wing or far right tone and agenda is the way to do it. And to sort of establish himself as an autocrat and his government in a very autocratic manner, that this is the way that he can ensure that this will never, that a loss will never happen again.
Is he popular?
Yes and no. I mean, clearly he is winning, and elections are monitored here. How free and fair they are is increasingly being contested. He does command some respect, and xenophobia has played well here, like it has in much of Europe. And so, what he's been doing, though, this year that's a little bit different is he's now added, the American billionaire George Soros, who is a Hungarian-born billionaire and philanthropist who's done a lot with democracy-building NGOs. That's something he's done all across the former Soviet bloc here.
Prominent
liberal,
elsewhere. Too, we should point out.
Yes. So this man has become sort of the boogeyman, if you will, for Viktor Orban and his Fidesz party and the government. And so he's basically saying that the migration problem that's happening is all because of this, the fact that George Soros is trying to bring in these people, that he's trying to overthrow the government here and overthrow democracy. And there, in fact, was a UN committee report that just came out in recent days that talks about or that warns that Hungary is really tackling or attacking democracy and that it really should stop this attack on George Soros.
Well, what about the opposition? I understand that any of his opponents may have been hobbled by something that the prime minister's party did back in 2011 with political districts. Is there a viable opposition that can confront him?
Well, they're very fractured. Certainly the redistricting or gerrymandering, depending on how you look at it, was a problem. Also, Viktor Orban and his government have increasingly taken over the media here in terms of especially radio, which is really important, and television. Nobody can get on. In fact, the opposition was limited to 5 minutes, basically, in the last 4 years, not just during the campaign season, to be on air and present their side of things. And so it's really problematic. But the other issue is that it's very hard for the opposition to come together. They don't really trust one another. There was one exception, though, in a town in southern Hungary called Hudmozoy Vasorhe, which is translates to Beaverfield Marketplace. This little town with 44,000, which is a Fidesz stronghold. I mean, this is a place where Viktor Orban's party just has never lost. Their mayoral candidate ended up losing, the Fidesz party's mayoral candidate, to an independent candidate that was, in fact, backed by all the opposition. And what they did is the other parties didn't field their own candidate. They all went behind this guy, and he won with a very clear margin.
Soraya, the rise of the far right all across Europe has been something that people have been paying very close attention to. What is Viktor Orban's relationship with the EU? I understand he's a fierce critic of the bloc, but he's eager to take their money.
Yes, indeed. Hungary is one of the largest recipients of European Union money that is paid out, and that doesn't seem to be getting any less. But there have also been allegations by Transparency International and other watchdog groups that this money is not being spent properly and, in fact, is going into graft and questionable projects and that sort of thing. But what Viktor Orban wants, he does not want Europe to have a say over countries. I mean, he would prefer that the money perhaps flow, but that countries retain their sovereignty and that there is just less control from Brussels. And so he's been a very strong advocate. If he ends up winning this election on Sunday, as is predicted, the feeling is that he's just going to step up those efforts.
NPR Soraya Sahardi-Nelson speaking with us from Budapest. Soraya, thank you very much.
You're welcome.